Now, some white people like it, but I'll be honest with you, black people appreciate it more. That's amazing to me. I appreciate, if I see somebody else, I just appreciate everything. I'm just glad somebody. And Leroy had that road, when he bought that road, first place he went to was my house. That's I'm coming over with my Rolls. Boy, that's when I had my old house. Pulled in my yard, I have a turnaround and a Rolls Royce Phantom. He come out that car. What you think, Jeff? I said, oh, Leroy! What's up, Leroy? And I look, I said, good God, they got curtains in the car. Drapes in the car. I said, can I drive it? He said, yeah. I said, get in the back. Driving, Mr. Leroy. Had my lean on, brother. Glory to God. Let me drive that, baby. I was so glad. I was. Do you have one? No. But my friend has one. I can use it when I want. Can you get one? Yeah. That's not the issue. I was so glad. Because you don't know where that man came from. You don't know where I came from. We were more than dirt poor. We didn't even have the dirt. We were poor. I slept on the floor. 8 foot wide, 32 foot trailer, me and my oldest brother. Mom and Dad did the best they could. Wasn't ashamed of it. But before she went home to be the Lord, I bought her a house. Oh, she liked that house. And my daddy remarried another woman. I said, Daddy, she can't live in it. Mama will come down from heaven, kill us all, sell a house. That's mama's house. She don't want another woman living in that. Sell a house, keep the money, do what you got to do. My daddy's 85 years old. He married a woman that's younger than my wife. He says, I'm a happy man. Now, in just a minute, Brother Bill's coming to receive an offering. Oh, Jesus. Oh, you have an opportunity. As we therefore have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those of the household of faith. Oh, I'm not just saying that to get money out. Listen to me. How many churches you know got malls? Businesses. Huh? You get involved in these things. Oh, yeah, well, I live in Michigan, or I live in Nevada. So, there was a whole nation out on a desert, and they ate good, called the nation of Israel. You see my point? There ain't no difference what the economy is in your area. Just don't eat your seed. Now, God gave you seed to give in this offering. How do I know? Because if you taste it and hold it, it's bitter. It's not to be eaten. It's to be planted. Learn to think out the box. If I can do these things that I've done when I signed in private, I know you can too. I know you can. Don't never, ever let anybody tell you you can't. God said you can do all things. It's through Christ. I mean, stand up. Do not let nobody say you can't. They're going to think you're arrogant. Say, no, I'm self-confident. My God said. My God said. And then let the chips fall where they lay, like they say. And it'll work for you. It's been a high honor. I've got to fly home tonight in a paid-off jet. My pilot came up to me yesterday and said, you know, we might want to put a schedule to repaint. I said, well, we'll have a new one pretty soon. We're calling it in. Now, I have been in the air at the same time. It's my last statement. I've been in the air at the same time as Kenneth Copeland, Creflo Dollar, Keith Moore, and Jerry Savelle. I'll never forget, 2 o'clock in the morning coming out of Miami. They all know their call letters, you know? I'm sitting like that. And all of a sudden, my pilot said, Brother Copeland's on the line. They let us talk. Normally, they don't let you talk, but late at night, they will. He said, hey, Jesse, this is Kenneth. I said, oh, Brother Copeland. Where you coming from? He said, I'm coming from North Carolina. He said, I'm going back to Dallas. Where you at? I said, I'm coming out of Miami. And then we talked for just a few seconds. And it wasn't more than about maybe 2 minutes later. This is Creflo A. Dollar Jr. I said, Dr. Dollar, where you going? I'm going back to Atlanta. Hey, man, where you coming? I'm coming out of Miami. It was so great. And then all I heard is, hey, Jesse, this is Jerry. I said, Jezebel, preachers in the sky. Mark my words. One day we'll be crossing. And I hear somebody say, Bill Jesse, Bill Winston's on the line. In a G550. Or 650, whichever. Wow! And I'm going to say, how fast you going and how are you? He said, grease lightning. Just... Oh, Satan hates that because we have to fly through his house. He's the principality of the power of the air. He has to get out of the way when the jet goes by. You can get it too. You can get it too. This ain't just for a special few. This is for everybody in this place. How many of you have a car? Put your hand down. Then why can't you have a jet? Well, I don't need a jet. You probably don't need the car you got. You wanted one. So, Bill, mark my words. One day we're going to catch each other in the air. It's so wonderful to be flying and say, you want to go to Paris? What? You want to go to Paris? Yeah. Dave, tell him we're changing the flight plan. We're going to Paris. Oh, that ain't right. No, that's right. You ain't been to Paris. That's right. See, I'm saying things that are impossible. I remember people saying that to me, and I grasped it. When I was in a Toyota and I couldn't fill it up because I didn't have the money to fill it up. But I grasped that. And I've done it. And you can too. Bill, come on up here and receive this offering. Give the Lord a big God bless you.